What about the selection of aromatase inhibitors up front after 2 to 3 years and after 5 years?
Well, this is where we don't have good randomized evidence to compare these different strategies. Although those trials are underway and we'll soon get a signal from them, I expect, if there are major differences, then we should have those data within a year or two. What I do know is that there is this population of patients that do have a relatively early recurrence. We don't fully understand the biology. However, if one begins with tamoxifen and they do have a recurrence, you've lost the opportunity to potentially have delayed or suppressed that recurrence with an aromatase enzyme inhibitor. And the drug for which we have data currently is anastrozole. So my feeling is that we've got good disease-free survival data with anastrozole. Using it up front is reasonable in the understanding that you may be suppressing or preventing a few of those early recurrences, which are often associated with aggressive biology disease. Now, in the ATAC trial, we've tried to do a bit of work to sort out what is the biology of that early relapse subgroup. And we're doing something we call the trans-ATAC study, where we're requesting all of the investigators and all of the patients to have the blocks submitted to two central laboratories, where we're going to actually do centralized analysis of the tumors to see not only HER2 status by IHC and by FISH, but also hopefully explore things like aromatase enzyme polymorphisms. And perhaps we'll be able to pull out the subgroup of patients who derives particular benefit from anastrozole. However, we have some data from Mitch Dowsett that there is a subgroup of women for whom anastrozole really does seem to provide a striking benefit. This is a post hoc analysis, and please take it with a grain of salt. The same rules that I'd apply to any other trial would apply to the ATAC study. But there is virtually a 50% reduction in recurrences compared to tamoxifen if a woman has ER positive but PGR, progesterone receptor negative cancer. And this subgroup comprised over 1,000 patients in the ATAC study. So it's a relatively well-powered but, of course, post-hoc and retrospective analysis. We do know that often HER2-positive disease is associated with negative progesterone receptors, so perhaps we're getting a hint that the HER2-positive population may, in fact, be benefiting disproportionately from aromatase enzyme inhibitors.